Sneaky Freaks announcement. We are going to be going on hiatus during July and August. We will miss you.
We will, but we don't want you to miss us. So we would love you to go on to the back catalog of wherever you're listening to this podcast and check out a lot of great sexologists, comedians, even some of Cam's ex-lovers. You can follow us on all the socials, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, my favorite, TikTok.
Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Judge Judy is not someone you want to be compared
why
to.
Why is Joelle laughing right now?
Because why the fuck would you want to be compared to Judge Judy in her younger days?
You said they said younger.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm his lovely mother, Karen Lee Potter.
Sneaky Freaks, we are coming back from a wild weekend.
Well, I did not have a wild weekend, but you did.
I was in the mountains at a wedding. It was like a five-day bender, basically.
And look at you here. Bry as can be with greasy hair and all.
Basically, what I'm trying to do right now is stimulate myself with half green tea, half rice tea right now.
Like most people, if they want to stimulate themselves, will do something like caffeine.
Cocaine.
No one does cocaine anymore.
No one does cocaine anymore.
It's all about microdose mushrooms. I'm just going to just throw that out there.
It's all about microdosing mushrooms.
I'm not going to say anything about it, but I just wouldn't like to tell you that I think...
You sound like such a mushroom head over there.
I'm not one to do mushrooms. I did that back in 1981 or something.
Okay. But you know that's the new thing, that people are doing the mushrooms.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You apparently have done mushrooms.
Yeah, why are you surprised by that?
I never know what you're going to do. I thought that you'd be drinking your fucking tea.
Occasionally, like I do right a little. Sometimes I drink a mushroom tea.
Right now, you're drinking what kind of tea?
Right now, I'm drinking Gen Maicha tea. Yeah. Green tea. Right, and you're also stimulating yourself.
I'm hopped up on T3.
Her thyroid medication. You know, we prepare for this show, you guys, to get in the right state of mind for you.
I'm willing to take my thyroid medicine right before we go on because it gives me a little boop.
I drink tea. My mother takes T3. That's how it works.
It's just it's a good combination.
So in your brilliance this weekend, you were brainstorming, you know, what is a great sneaky freak question of the week?
Yes, I did.
And what did you come up with?
The sneaky freak question of the week is, have you ever had the urgent need to poop or pee while driving? What did you do?
Mom, why did you come up with this question?
Because anytime I'm asked to do something funny, I go right to the poop.
You go right to the poop?
Yeah.
You love that type of highbrow humor?
I don't think there's anybody that cannot appreciate. It's not highbrow humor. Why is it highbrow humor?
I'm being sarcastic. It's very lowbrow humor. It's literally poop jokes.
I know. A lot of people say you're not a funny person if you tell poop jokes, but I have to talk to you about something.
Okay, let's hear it.
I like to tell you a good poop story.
Let's hear your poop story, mother.
Why is our producer,
Joelle?
Joelle.
You can call him Dale?
I almost said Dale, but he's not Dale. He's Joelle. You could tell that the T3 is hitting me hard. Woo!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You and Dale look like the same skin color, the same hairdo.
You live very close to each other, though.
And you live like a half a block from each other. It's a marriage.
All right.
Anyway, how did I get on that subject?
I want to know what your fucking poop story is that you're dying to share with the world.
I might have shared it before, but I'll just share it again. I was on the highway coming home with my friend who had a Mercedes convertible.
You definitely shared this story before, okay?
And she told me not to ever share the story in public.
Great.
So I'm sharing it with all the sneaky freaks out there.
Because it's not public. You're in the inner circle.
Yeah, but what about the people listening?
Those aren't the people I'm talking to right now. You're in the inner circle. You sneaky
freaks, if you haven't heard this story, get ready for a doozy. So we're coming out of a Cubs-White Sox game.
Okay.
And it's wall-to-wall cars. And it's, you know, it's in the middle of the summer, and I'm in a convertible, a Mercedes convertible. My friend is driving.
Why is it important that it's a Mercedes?
It's important. If it was a junker, it would not be as funny.
Okay, go on.
Well, I had food poisoning, apparently. Some sort of something hit me.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do? You're gridlocked.
Yeah.
In a convertible.
Uh-huh.
And you got to take a dump, like, or you're going to just shit your... I'm wearing white skin-tight jeans.
Uh-huh.
I had the urge.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you, I didn't know what to do. Luckily, my friend had a Venti, not even just a Grande, a Venti plastic cup that she had used for Starbucks.
Okay.
I pulled those pants down and I just crapped in my pants. I crapped in the cup. I did not crap in my pants. Not even a drop ended up in the
white pants.
Nah.
So disgusting.
I know. Because
she's sitting next to you as you're shitting yourself?
She's dying. She's like, you better get every single drop of that in that cup. And the next thing you know...
You filled the cup?
I filled the cup. And
ew,
then and
it's
then
so
she,
gross.
And then it's we started moving and she just flings it out the... Who knows
she
if
she takes the cup?
I might have flung it. Somebody flung the cup.
Most likely you.
I probably flung the cup. What were we going to do? Carry it with me?
So you just threw the cup on a highway?
Yeah. Can you imagine if the person behind you is like driving all of a sudden smacked... Talk about the shit hit the fan. A shit hits the windshield. And I don't know. I just made that part up. I don't know what happened to the shit. Maybe it just fell out the door.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
Disgusting. This has got to happen all the time, by the way.
I know. That's what
people
I'm thinking.
Are constantly pissing and shitting in the car.
What do you do?
I've had an experience similar to this. I was driving home from Coachella, actually, with my brother. I was driving to the airport. We were very late. He was about
to
miss his
flight. You were on the way home from Coachella.
Yeah. He was about to miss his flight. Again, also in a convertible.
See, it's important. Was it a Mercedes convertible?
No, it was my red Thunderbird convertible. I fucking had to pee so badly.
Oh, you
I was
had to
on
pee.
The highway.
This is not a poop story. This is a pee story.
But I was driving, so that's the difficulty. So
couldn't you pull over and just have him drive?
What do you mean pull over? Like pull over on the highway?
Yeah, pull over.
He was about to miss his flight. We didn't have time for that shit.
So what did you do?
I stood up while driving.
One foot
on the goddamn gas.
How is that possible?
He took the wheel. I took a bottle, put my dick in the bottle, and just started pissing.
Oh, my God.
That's literally what happened.
How are you possibly driving and pissing at the same... Joel, is that even possible?
It's possible. He's given... Yes, it is.
Apparently, he's had an experience quite similar.
I mean, that's dangerous shit.
And what did you do with this bottle?
We got to the gas station...
Well, so why didn't you just wait till you got to the gas station to do this?
I dropped my brother off and then I went and got gas.
That's true love for a brother.
He still missed the flight.
And he missed the flight after all that?
Yeah,
are you goddamn kidding me?
No,
he
missed the flight.
So you almost killed both of you two
yeah.
by putting your foot on the gas while you're driving with a dick in a bottle.
A dick in the bottle. You never know with a dick in the bottle, by the way.
What?
I don't know if you know this.
I don't have the luxury of having a dick to put in the bottle.
So, like, this water bottle in front of you has a very narrow entry.
So
you can't put your whole dick in there.
No, you can only put the little...
Just the hole. In that one, you just get the hole.
So, did you get the
I've tried that before, too. That was in that time. I was driving to Vegas one time, and I had to pee. My friends didn't want to stop. So, I tried to piss in there. I ended up pissing all over my boxers. Because that fucking little nozzle is too small.
I never thought about that, but then again, how would I know?
A Gatorade bottle, bigger, more
perfect.
wide mouth cap.
Oh, that's
you
like,
could put the whole dick in there.
It's like a urinal.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
It's like a urinal.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
What do you do with said urine afterwards?
Yeah, so that was the question. This is a true story. I went at the gas station.
No, I thought you fabricated it.
I went from the gas station. I went to go pour out the urine somewhere. I come back. Some guy had taken the nozzle from my gas. I was filling the car with gas.
Oh, my God.
And he was pouring. He had stolen my gas. He was taking the gas and putting it into one of those red tubes, the one of those red tanks.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. I said, what are you doing over there with my gas?
So what happened?
He ran away with the gas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I swear to God. It was a weird day. Very weird day. Pissing in bottles, chasing people away from my gas.
Unreal.
Yeah. You ever had that happen?
No. What the hell? Yeah, never. The closest thing I came to was when I had literally shit in a cup.
So you've never pissed?
I believe I have at one point or another, but I don't remember the details.
Hmm. Well, should we turn to the Sneaky Freaks and find out what their pissing and poop stories are while driving? Well, I don't even understand why you decided this would be a good question for the question of the week.
Very specific.
It's extremely specific.
Why? Because everybody at one time or another gets into a car and has to pee or poop badly. Right?
It's true.
And I wanted a question that everybody can relate to, and I think this is the perfect question.
Well, let's start with the elder statesman who probably has a lot of experience with this.
Well, Tom is 70-something years old. Of course, he's going to have experience with this. And plus, he likes to swing from the trees in the jungle. So
Tom says, many times the urge comes on quickly. I keep TP in the truck, find a cluster of trees, and shit. Bury the evidence. Fortunately, I travel a lot of back roads, so it ain't like I'm doing it in a parking lot. Is that surprising that course. Tom's in the back roads over there?
Did I tell you that I probably was in the jungle?
He's in the jungle.
Why does he even bother with the toilet paper at that point? You use leaves.
You think he just shit and leave?
Just use some leaves. If you're really rugged, you don't have toilet paper with you.
Are you questioning Tom's ruggedness?
No, I think I'm glad he provided that detail, but I'm just saying that if you're a real he-man in the woods, you don't use toilet paper.
You use those sticky leaves.
You use leaves.
Wow.
But the problem is if you get like a poison ivy leaf,
exactly. That's
you're
exactly
screwed.
You're going to be itching that ass like I do.
Oh, are we on your itchy anus?
No, we don't need to go to my itchy anus. Although someone gave me unnecessary advice. We'll get to that. Okay, Brian says, for pee, I've used a bottle, just whipped it out roadside. I've even let it go in my pants when I couldn't hold it.
Oh, my God.
Just let it rip. Straight up piss in the pants.
Yeah, but what about then your seat smells like piss and everything?
I don't know if that's the best solution. Poop, a much worse thing. Okay, here's what he says. I have pulled into an alley, dropped trow, and left a huge pile of shit behind someone's garage and no wipe. I've also drove through stoplights looking for any place open to shit, and the most memorable was a Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago about 3 a.m. I kept my cheeks squeezed and shuffled in, ordered a coffee on way to the bathroom, and once in, I literally exploded.
It's the worst.
Walls, floors, toilet, ceiling, mirror. Oh my God, it was awful and epic at the same time. I wiped my...
This is why I wanted to be specific about a car. I did not ask it for the details.
Have you ever experienced this? I've walked into two bathrooms before, and it's covered with the walls, floors, toilet, and ceiling, and mirror.
I have had this happen in Starbucks myself. I ran into Starbucks, splattered all over the place.
Splattered.
Not to mention, when he said that, it reminded me of something.
Yeah.
I think I was in Italy. And I was looking for a toilet open at 2 a.m. and we couldn't find anybody that would let me in anywhere. No. So I had to go shitting in an alley.
Oh, God. Yeah. During COVID, I tried to use a bathroom at a Thai restaurant. She gave me such a scolding. She wouldn't let me use her bathroom.
What'd she say to you?
I felt like taking a shit outside of her restaurant. It was so offensive.
No shitting in my toilet.
She's like, there is a pandemic going on. I was like, I know, but I'm literally about to shit my pants.
So did you shit?
I honestly forgot where I went, but it was in a public setting.
In a public setting.
I shit.
I know.
I shit everywhere.
You shit everywhere, but I remember we went on a tour at the Botanic Gardens, me and my boyfriend, and he had to call you up to tell you that there was a situation with there's no toilets except for one.
I've shat at that Botanic Gardens.
So you know what we're talking about. There's only one toilet.
At the entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
He always finds it funny that you could shit anywhere, but you can't pee anywhere. Like literally, I remember when we were on the boat and we were taking a scuba diving.
Yeah.
And you couldn't pee.
I can't pee. I'll scuba dive and I'll come up and I'll just have to pee so fucking badly.
But you won't pee.
Once I get on board, I just have to be stabilized.
I can pee in the middle of an ocean like there's no... As a matter of fact, there's never been an ocean that I have not been in that I haven't peed immediately. It's like a stimulus.
If you pissed in the Arctic Ocean?
If I was in the Arctic Ocean, I would 100% piss because it's probably freezing cold and it would cause me to...
Oh, that is a good point. Good point. Or you should do a tour and try to piss in all the oceans. You're pissing in the Indian Ocean?
I have never met a bathroom that I haven't pissed in. And even where we're taping right now, Dr. Self tapes.
Oh, God.
I literally don't think I've ever been here where I have not used the bathroom at least once, not twice, but probably three times.
Oh my God. All right. Should we finish the rest of Brian's?
Anybody listening to this, understand that I have had some vaginal births. So it's
vaginal births.
Yeah. You who had a 9-pound bowling ball.
Yeah. Do you think that's too big?
Yeah. 9 pounds. You try pushing a 9-pound baby out of you.
Out of my little pee hole?
Well, it's not that little.
You don't think my pee hole is that little? Okay. Anyway, Brian goes on to say, I wiped my ass the best I could and tried to wipe up the bathroom. All I did was smear the shit.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Why do you
horrible.
Have to keep... this? I didn't ask for this kind of detail.
He goes on to say, I was with a friend who knew I had to shit but had no idea how bad. We passed on my way out his way in, and he was hit full force with a shit scene. Gross, yes, but 40 years later, still comes up in conversation.
That's why I brought it up, because those are the funny moments. Speaking of that.
Why wouldn't he tell him, hey, don't go in there. It's not pretty right
because
now.
Because if he had to go, he had to go also.
He literally said he shat on the walls, floor, toilet, ceiling, and mirror. If I walked in there, that guy should have walked the fuck right out.
Oh, you have to clean that up.
That is so disgusting.
You know, I just remembered something, and I'm not going to say who did this because it was a secret.
Okay.
But one person that we know of who was in their teenage years decided to see if shit really flies.
Oh, wow.
And he stood up. He went to the second floor of his house.
That's right.
Took out a ceiling fan, or like a, not a ceiling fan, one of those, you know, window
he
fans.
He was trying to find, he was trying to figure out if what happens when shit hits the fan.
Literally.
So he went to the second floor of his house, opened the window, stuck his ass out of the window, and shat into a fan on the ground.
No, the fan was, I think, up on the second floor.
No, the fan's on the ground, on, and he shat from the second floor down to the ground.
And he made it. He hit the fan?
Hit the fan.
I can't believe he hit the fan.
Shit hit the fan, and it flew all over the house.
Okay.
Damn it.
Now, that was literally, nobody could top that story.
Jesus Christ.
That story.
Unbelievable.
Talking about shit hitting the fan and talking about being full of shit. How do you shit on command?
Good. It's fucking good. How do you shit on command?
I mean, you can't fuck that up either, because if you do it once and you don't, and you miss it, then you're going to have to wait a week or wait till Thanksgiving.
You're absolutely right. We had another person write in. How did you know I just pulled over at the next blade of grass on the interstate?
Oh, that's
this person
that
as they receive the text.
That's called ESP.
ESP right now. We had Casey who said, "Happy Monday, KNC. I have a tiny bladder, so I'm a huge fan of a shiwi to stand up and pee on the side of the road or anywhere else." I was literally talking about a shiwi about 3 hours ago.
I never heard of a shiwi.
It's like a little, I think it's a cup that you can piss in. Women can piss into, I should say, vulva owners can piss into standing up. It kind of allows them to piss without getting all over the legs and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
To get them as a sponsor. I think I need that.
Casey says, I will pretty much pee anywhere with that thing with no shame since it hides the clam. The upside is my hubby can never make fun of me anymore for peeing like a girl because I can stand and pee with the rest of them.
With pride.
With pride. Yep. Jay says, I shat through my fingers.
What?
Where is this story going, Jay? I shat through my fingers last year, stuck in city traffic. No hope of toileting. I pulled off on a side street, squatted sideways, feet in one footwell, ass over the other. What is going on with this image?
A footwell.
I made an O with my thumb and pointer, protected by a doubled up plastic bag, pressed it to the hole, and shat away into the bag. Glad I got the 3-ply COVID masks. They were really a lifesaver. Oh.
What? Wait, I don't want to know anymore, but apparently he used
You asked this question.
I asked a simple question, not about it.
What kind of responses did you think you were going to get when you asked people, when is the most urgent time you've needed to shit or piss while driving? What did you think was going to happen?
The operative word was driving. He's not driving. He's in the street.
Yeah, he was driving. He pulled over and he shit.
Well, at least he pulled over as opposed to you who decides to risk your brother and your life.
He made a little O with his fingers.
I figured that out, Cam.
And then... Right now,
It takes talent.
It is. It's a skill.
I was thinking to myself, I don't think I can even balance myself like that.
Well, I got all confused. He's on the side.
Well, if he had a well.
Sideways feet and one foot well. So what's a foot well?
I think that's like, you know, the concrete under like a...
Oh. Yeah, why didn't you shit in there?
I don't know why you don't shit in a what's that called? Where the Ninja Turtles are.
A free shit?
No. What's that called?
Sewer? Where the Ninja Turtles are? Are you fucking kidding me?
You know it. What am I talking about?
You're talking about a fucking sewer.
A sewer, but it's called a manhole, right?
Oh, a manhole where the Ninja Turtles are. That's oh, my fucking God.
And you figured it out, though.
Yes. You figured it out.
Manhole. Thank God I took that second or third T3 pill.
Jesus Christ. Felicia says, while I'm thinking about it, your butthole can be itchy because you don't get all the poop particles out. Huh? If you push your butthole out while you're wiping and slightly press the tip of your finger into the baby wiper toilet paper, you can get more of it cleaned.
What is she
talking
about?
Thank you, Felicia, for the advice on how to clean my asshole, how to wipe my asshole.
She's insinuating that you don't clean properly.
That's correct. That's exactly what she's insinuating.
Is it true?
Probably.
Why don't you clean your asshole properly?
I'm constantly cleaning my asshole. I'm traveling with these fucking baby wipes now.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm like a toddler or something.
You are. Where's your diaper bag?
I might as well have a fucking diaper bag. I literally have to go on vacation. You look in my little toiletry bag. I got fucking 9 condoms and baby wipes.
You've got everything covered.
9 condoms. I went on 2 dates this past trip. I brought all the condoms with me each time, just in case.
9. Well, why was it the magic number?
Because I started... I might have limited it to 6 because I started thinking, listen, if I have a sleepover with someone, I'm going to be slingshotting condoms. It's been so long. I'm going to be fucking...
Slingshotting condoms. Slingshotting. Again, slingshotting.
I'm coming. I want a replacement immediately. You know?
Do you remember when you went on like a senior trip in high school and you brought like a 40... You brought like 40 condoms and every one of them came back.
Then, yeah. And the story was that Brad Casper's dad was watching me buy these in CVS. Of course, he walks by the first time I'm trying to buy.
One of your friends is what? Is that embarrassing?
I'm buying condoms.
Why is it
I get so nervous because he stands. He sees me and he says hello, and I knock all the condoms off the fucking wall, all over the floor of the CVS.
Why do people get nervous about something that is actually very protective?
Well, it was my first time.
So you brought all the condoms out there, and nothing happened.
Nothing. Zero happened. And honestly, I came back with 9 this time as well. It's really fun. I think when you have them, it's like a curse.
It's
almost
like an umbrella. If you bring an umbrella, it won't rain.
That's
but if
right.
If you don't bring the umbrella, it'll rain.
That's
well,
right.
You don't bring the umbrellas.
So don't bring umbrellas and then just get in situations where I have to go hunt for one.
Yeah, I've had that situation.
Horrible idea.
I had a situation where I was in bed with some guy. Am I digressing?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have any condoms, neither of us. So he had to leave and go embarrass himself. Go to the drugstore down below in his apartment to get them.
Why is it embarrassing?
He was mortified.
Why?
I don't know.
Dingus.
I just said, you better get them or else we ain't going to be doing anything.
I start getting aroused when I'm buying condoms. And I'll be in a Target buying condoms. I start feeling myself getting aroused.
What are you aroused about?
It means that there might be sex on the way.
Stimulus response, just like
it's
me.
A stimulus
when I get into the ocean, I start peeing. You with the, you
That's
get
exactly
around
right.
condoms.
Yes. Just be around condoms, picking up condoms.
You always have a condom thing going on. You always got a hard
so,
on.
It's so
Everything
funny.
Everything gets you aroused. Why are you always aroused?
I'm not always aroused. I'm not aroused.
You're not aroused.
No,
well,
I'm
God.
Not always aroused.
All right.
Kylie says, I had to pee so bad driving into LA from Sacramento on I-5. And for
wait,
the life
can
of
I
me-
just interrupt? It is so uncomfortable when you have to pee. It's equally uncomfortable when you have to shit, but if you have to pee, ugh, it's such a pain. And
you're like folded over when you get out of the car. Have you ever had that?
Yes, but you know what your dad did?
What?
Every time I tell him to pee, he'd push on my bladder while he was driving.
It's pretty good.
No, it's not pretty good. That's very aggravating when I have to pee and I don't need someone pushing on my bladder.
She goes on to say, all of them had no bathroom coming into LA. So finally, I just stopped at one at a gas station, ran to the back of the building to pee because there was a little alley. But little did I know, a person had set up camp in a big box right in the corner.
Oh.
So I'm literally squatting behind this little wall trying to pee as fast as I can before he catches me and comes to harass me. I could tell he was in the box sleeping. It was terrifying. Oy vey.
Can you imagine? It's almost as bad as the guy stealing your gas. People are taking advantage of people when they're the most vulnerable. That's why when you know, with Buddy, the dog, he always is looking around and walking around. He never sits still when he's taking a dump. He's always on guard that someone's going to come.
Yeah, you're in a very vulnerable state to have shit coming out of your ass.
So he's always walking, and next thing you know, he's shitting on the cement. He's shitting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph says, got stuck in a traffic jam once and had to pee. Filled up a 20-ounce bottle, pinched the hose closed, then halfway filled up another. Other than pinching it off, the hardest part was getting the tip lined up with the bottle opening.
See, Joseph
did it twice.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's 40 ounces. What the hell?
So if he's pissing into his bottle and then he's pouring it out the window or something and refilling?
Refilling.
Wow.
I don't understand how you let yourself go there. I mean, I'm always on a high alert as to where a bathroom is at all times. And if I'm going on a road trip, be prepared to stop every hour.
Aaron said, I have held it before if I had to take a fat piss, and if I had to take a shit, I normally hold it, though when I was a produce delivery driver, I almost had to take a fat, stinky shit in a bucket due to lack of other options. I also peed in bottles.
Thank you for those descriptors.
I'm sure that truck drivers are fucking pissing and shitting everywhere.
Yeah, they must, because 100%.
How could you not?
You have to. You can't constantly find those oases.
Yeah, the oases. Yeah.
Well, so that was our little segment of...
the sneaky freak question of the week.
Yes.
My friends, if you want to participate in this question of the week, give us a text. Text us at 310-356-3920. That's our text line. Give us a text.
And if you can, remember, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. That's the way you can get into our inner circle of sneaky freaks.
That's it.
Cam.
Yes.
Says, why don't we start with your life update? I know that you got lots to share over the weekend. You were gone. You were gone from Thursday to Monday. It's a long time. Long time.
Went to a wedding. It was very fun.
You're always going to weddings. Every time I turn around, you're in a wedding. And you're always...
It's my first wedding in a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got someone... I got you confused with someone else in the family.
I do have 3 weddings in this month.
Did you officiate, or were you the best man, or were you the...
No, just a regular attendee. I was one of the only single attendees there.
Really?
Yeah.
Were there any single women?
There was me and another single guy who is a good friend of mine, and there were approximately 4 single women that I knew of.
That's a good ratio.
Yeah. It's a difficult thing, though, to know. You know, it's a sensitive thing when the other guy you're with is a good friend of yours, and you kind of are discussing dibs and like, oh, I'm going to go, I really like this person. Everyone know. You want to go after whoever you're attracted to. You don't want to have to worry about, you know, my stepping on this other person's toes.
You're like 2 lions.
Like 2 lions.
Gonna fight for the woman that you want.
Yeah. So I don't love that feel, but you know what? I will say, I don't know if it's every time I end up traveling, especially to weddings, it's a lot of fun. I end up meeting
women.
Cute women. Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
I don't know if it's that or if LA is doomed and I just don't have that experience being stationary in LA own apartment.
I think when you're on a out of town wedding, especially, people are in a different type of mindset.
They're in a relaxation mindset.
And also that you're there with a lot of love going on.
Love is in the air. Everyone's imagining themselves getting married.
I love that, going to weddings and listening to those speeches.
Do you prefer being married or in a partnership at a wedding or single at a wedding?
I haven't been single at a wedding in probably ever.
Wow.
It's been a long time since I've been single at a wedding.
It's kind of fun. I mean, it's a completely different experience than the people that are with a partner there.
I once went to a bar mitzvah without your dad because he was sick. And I said that was one of the most fun times of my life. My sister says to me, you realize the common denominator is that you were not with your husband?
Is it because you were flirting with other people there?
No, I was just having fun. I'm not there to flirt. You're there to meet and marry.
It's pretty fun. I mean, it really becomes like a whole different level of thing. And, you know, everyone's aware of what's going on, too. You know, it's weird to have people around that are observing you, you know?
Yeah, people are watching you.
There's okay, why, mom?
Nosy knit. Nosy Ned's.
Mom, why do you have wedding mushrooms here?
I was talking to somebody this weekend who was at a wedding as well. I mean, there must have been 10 weddings this weekend.
Okay.
And apparently...
There must have been 10 weddings in the world this weekend?
No, 10 weddings of people I know that have went to weddings.
There was a lot of weddings this weekend. A
lot of weddings. I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to one wedding, but I couldn't go because it's too close to your sister's wedding.
Okay.
So apparently, though, one of the weddings I heard about, everybody was microdosing mushrooms.
This is the thing.
I can't believe it. That's the last thing I would do is microdose a mushroom.
Microdose a mushroom.
Microdose the mushrooms. I mean, come on. What if you took too much? Me, I breathe next to a magic mushroom. I'll start laughing.
Yeah, I think you have to really know how much you're consuming.
How do you do that if you never did it? The only time I did mushrooms was back in 1982 when I was at a friend of mine's house and he says, take some mushrooms. Speaking of shit, he walked around going, because those days they were not refined like they are today. You take mushrooms and you immediately have to take a shit.
Anytime I take a drug, I have to take a shit.
But the mushrooms in particular. So he's walking around. I remember him walking around saying, I can't shit it out. I can't piss it out. I can't throw it up. He was really not comfortable. But finally, so he gave me a little tiny piece of it. I just laughed for 24 hours straight, it seemed like, but it was probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You just can't stop laughing.
Yeah, that's right.
But the person I know that went into one of these weddings said everybody was doing them and the person did a little too much and was starting to hallucinate.
No way. Oh, I've had this actually. Okay, so I've done this before.
You've hallucinated at a wedding?
No. But I've been with a group of people doing microdose of mushrooms and one of them did get too high. I mean, when someone is taking twice or three times the amount of everyone else, they're going to have a very different experience.
Why are you doing that at a wedding?
Because you can, if you do the right amount, it can be very fun. And
what if you don't do the right amount? Like the time that my boyfriend at the time told me to eat a piece of candy,
mm-hmm.
like a gummy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this was before they were more refined, as to you know exactly mm-hmm. the dosage. So I took a quarter of a piece of candy. I didn't feel anything after 20 minutes. He's like, "Oh, take another one." Took another one. We're out at a restaurant. I literally, the server comes over and I turn into three of the same people. Three of the same people asked me what my order was and I didn't know what to do. So you know what my boyfriend at the time said? Why don't you drink some alcohol?
What?
Not a good idea.
Oh God.
I threw up in a plant.
This is a horrible experience.
I'm not good with anything. I like a nice little hit of weed. I know how much it's going to last. I know how long it'll last, I should say. I know how much I can consume without getting too high. I like to control this. And I certainly would not do it where I'm out of control at a wedding.
Yeah, well, I think now it is becoming...
I would do a Quaalude at a wedding, which I did many a days.
I'm glad to hear that, Mother.
But you're saying now it's the in thing to do, and you did it.
It is the in thing to do, and I think because it is becoming more measured, like you can actually dose it out if you wanted to.
How do you know what dose you're supposed to have? You're very sensitive like me. How do you know that?
You try and see.
I
you try a little and see how it feels.
This. When did you do this?
I'm not going to say that because I don't want... For all the policemen listening, I've never tried.
Never.
The only mushrooms I've tried have been portobello. All right. I did want to share one more thing. You know, I was on a date this past week.
You found time to go on a date and go to the wedding.
That's right. The waiter comes over to us. And at the end of the meal, she goes, "You know, you look like that guy." And I was And I was like,
no.
What guy? She's like, and I could tell she's trying not to say this movie.
It wasn't Lin-Manuel.
Thank God, no. But she's like, "I don't know. Have you been told you look like anyone?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "You know, the guy from No Country for Old Men,
Javier Bardem."
And
I
was like, every fucking time.
Oh my God.
Every goddamn time they tell me I look like the serial killer. Not any of the other. I go, why not Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Right.
Any of the other thousands of films this handsome dude has been in? The serial killer.
He was just the father in The Little Mermaid.
I would have taken that. That would have been great.
But no, you are
I got the guy with the fucking cattle prod.
Oh my God.
The one that's killing people with the fucking taste, that big fucking...
How do you even know? You're probably hiding in your eyes.
I saw that movie not realizing it was going to be a scary movie.
It was a scary movie.
Scariest movie.
And he was a scary character.
I know, Mother. I was this is on a date too. You don't want the person you're with on the date to start looking at you like a serial killer.
If there was someone that you'd like to be, you know, called out as, who would it be?
You could have called me Javier Bardem in any of his other films.
So is that who you'd like them to?
I don't have a particular preference. Why? Who would you say you want to look like?
For a while, I wanted to be like looking like Cameron Diaz.
Why?
She was cute and blonde.
Cute and blonde. And now?
And now, and people always say I look like Sandra Bullock. I don't get it.
Okay.
But when we get to Hit On or Shit On, I'm going to tell you something very similar.
Well, guess what it's time for?
Hit On or Shit On?
Hit On or Shit On is the segment of the show where we take your comments and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on. What do we got this week, Mother?
Well, first of all, Soy Salmagi had a statement that was very perfect for today's topic.
What do you say?
Out of the clear blue. I don't understand it. Some people get erections when about to be jerked off. I think this is in regards to you having a happy ending massage.
I didn't get a happy ending massage.
I know,
for
but
the
he's saying some people get erections when and about to be jerked off, and bears shit in the woods.
So he's saying it's obvious.
It's obvious
why you're going to get a massage, an erection during
a
massage.
That's a shit on.
That's some sarcastic shit on
that's
right there.
And here's another one. Jimmer said, you wanted a massage on your sausage.
What is this? Did he go on to say lame ass dude?
Someone else said lame ass dude. Those are two shit outs.
Why are you collecting these?
Because look what I said back to him.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for defending me, mother.
I did.
The guy says lame ass dude. You say, why'd you say that?
Yeah.
And further opening up, you should not be able to respond to these comments. Did he respond to, why'd you say that?
No, he did not.
Okay.
See? I shut him up. No one's criticizing my son telling me he's a lame-ass dude.
Having my mother defend me, this is what I need. A video of Cam chasing me.
Okay, so
what is this?
There was a video that I put out that we filmed here at Dr. Self Tapes of you just chasing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, caption this, and whoever gets the best caption will give a shout-out on a podcast. So here's the shout-out. And I thought this was pretty funny from Cheech0813. And he says, obviously knowing a lot of our work, hey, 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 was I conceived as part of a glory hole? Mom, get back here.
That's a hit on?
No, that's a shit on. But
why is it a shit on?
I don't know what that was. It was funny, though. And then somebody else had another glory hole.
This guy,
Yorkshire Pudding 290, said, his caption for that video is off to the glory hole.
Why is everyone talking about you in the glory holes?
Because I always talk about me in the glory holes, that I like that genre of porn.
This guy thinks I was conceived through a glory hole?
Apparently.
The fuck?
That's a shit on to me that I'm going to get impregnated by some. I never thought about it. These women in these glory holes, they don't know who's having sex with them. They could be having sex with a...
Well, usually it's the mouth, right? Around the glory hole?
No,
it could be any hole?
Any hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
How thick is this door or wall?
Excuse me. I don't know where I would get the dimensions for this wall.
Okay. I'm just starting to wonder. It seems like a little inconvenient.
Well, back to... who I'd like to be similar to.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read the next one?
By Ivy Q Sweat?
Yes.
Is that Judge Judy in her younger days? Sounds just like her. That's a shit on.
It's a little bit of a hit on.
You think it's a hit on?
In her younger days.
Judge Judy in her younger days?
She is old.
Judge Judy is not someone you want to be compared
why
to.
Why is Joelle laughing right now?
Because why the fuck would you want to be compared to Judge Judy in her younger days?
They said younger.
Yeah, but what? That's all you're taking in. How about Judge Judy? She's annoying as fuck.
She is a little bit annoying, but... and then
I almost had to leave the optometrist's office the other day because Judge Judy was on.
That's true. But then someone else pipes in, don't you hear/see the resemblance? LOL, listen to this with your eyes closed. It's her. That's a shit on. That's a fucking shit
what
on.
What if your next show is like a Judge Judy show? Where you can see you doing like a Jerry Springer type of thing.
I'm not going to ever be a Jerry Springer type of thing.
You don't think so?
No, I wouldn't bring on, you know, women who are like, they're trying to figure out who their father is of their unborn fetus or...
Yeah. I can see you getting involved with all that drama shit.
No, I don't get involved with that. Well, anyway, that is also a shit on.
Recently, did I tell you this? Two people called me up in 48 hours telling me that I need to go on the show Jewish Matchmaker.
That's not a compliment. That's a shit on.
I think that's a shit on, too.
You know what your grandmother said about that show? She wanted me to watch that.
Why?
I said, did you enjoy it? She said, yes. And I said, well, what were the women like? She goes, it was disgusting.
Why disgusting?
I don't know. She just thought it was disgusting. It was grotesque is what she said.
Grotesque?
She was not a fan.
Wow.
She tells me to watch it, and then she tells me that the women are grotesque. I said, how were the men? She said, they were grotesque too. I don't know.
Well, then why am I getting suggested to go on this thing?
That's a shit on.
It's a shit on.
We're getting shit on by everyone right now.
All right. Well, I think that's the end of hit on or shit on. Thank you for all those friendly shit ons, dear friends. Mom?
Yes.
You got any news for us?
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. And mother, what do we got this week?
I don't know how I ended up there. Sometimes I just end up somewhere when I'm researching what is the best, you know, mom's news to bring out.
Oh, God. I just see anal stimulation such as flashlight.
This was in Vice. There's documented cases that include the use of long cylindrical objects for anal stimulation. So I basically looked up what do people put in their anus because I was...
What kind of research is that?
Well, I was thinking of pooping, and then I thought, well, what else?
What kind of things you put in your...
We heard about what goes out, but we didn't hear what goes in.
I literally asked, what did you do last night? I prepared for our show. This is what you did to prepare for the show?
Yes.
You search what do people put in their anus?
Yes.
Okay, what did you discover?
Horrible stuff. Jeez. There were documented cases that included use of long cylindrical objects for anal stimulation, such as flashlights, steel or iron rods, knitting needles, dildos, vibrators, and most commonly beverage bottles.
My friend did a beverage bottle, broke off in there.
That is dumb.
Yep.
What kind of dumb friend would do
Corona something? Bottle. Broke it.
I wonder, is it the maker of the model, of the bottle?
You think it's Corona's fault?
Yeah.
No.
Could be a lawsuit.
No, I don't think so. Objects I don't think it's intended to be put in your asshole.
Objects of the vegetable variety include carrots, radishes, and cucumbers.
It seems nicer. Carrots seems kind of like a natural dildo over there.
But there are also reported objects including pieces of wood, stones, ladles.
Ladles.
Metal cups, toothbrushes, bathroom brush handles, shards of glass. Ooh. And in one case, even a knife.
Oh, it feels like I got that in my ass right now.
I know. In cases involving items used for sexual arousal through the urethra, penis,
pens,
not penis, metal wires, headless nails. I'm glad they mentioned headless nails. Thermometers, bobby pins have been reported. And then this was the killer.
Why did they say headless nails?
I don't know. But this was the killer, or the kicker. A vast majority of the recorded cases involved males between the ages of, take a guess.
I'm reading this right now with you.
Oh, 15 and 80.
That's a big range.
Big span.
So basically, no one under the age of 15 and no one over the age of 80. So no 90, and 90, they're like, I'm not going to put the headless nail in my asshole.
Right. But anything goes if it's up to the 90.
So you're 79. You still might be putting bobby pins in there.
Bobby pins.
Bobby pins are a weird one.
Bathroom brush handles. I don't know why anybody would deliberately put shards of glass.
Which do you think is the strangest thing to shove up your asshole of this thing?
That could be our next question of the week.
What would be the last thing on this list that you would shove in your asshole?
I'm going with the shards of glass. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, shards of glass does sound pretty bad.
Do you remember?
Knife sounds fucking awful, too.
What?
Like a sharp knife?
A sharp knife? I don't know what it's
horrible.
Worse.
Oh.
But do you remember the one that we found that they got a Buzz Lightyear shoved up there?
Yes.
And it was lit. It kept working and it was lit up.
The wings went out to infinity and beyond. The wings pop out in his asshole.
Well, that was mom's news.
That mom's news. Thank you, mother.
I thought you should hear this.
What's all these listeners' texts that you wanted to share?
Oh, we had some listeners' texts. I want to go through that and then we're going to get to the best part of the show.
Okay.
This guy named Edgar says, I try it. Pop Rocks, and it was great, LOL.
Oh, they followed in Mr. Bean's footsteps.
Right.
Putting Pop Rocks in his asshole.
And I said, no way. And he said, I'm totally serious.
Wow.
He stuck Pop Rocks up.
Mr. Bean, you are an influencer.
Yes,
unbelievable.
He is. Can you imagine Edgar stuck Pop Rocks up and he said it was great?
Unreal.
Another person said, have you ever tried the Sibian? So I said,
For those listeners, the Sibian is this big sex.
It looks like a saddle.
It's a saddle that you can fuck.
Yeah, with something.
Something sticking up that you can put in you.
So I said, no. And then he said, have you ever seen one in real life? And he said, I bought my fiance one from Amazon Crazy Orgasms.
Why did you want to share that?
He wanted to buy me one.
Where did you say that here?
I didn't put that on the sheet.
That's the critical point that you needed to make. Why didn't you put that on the sheet?
I have a very small apartment, by the way.
This is the problem? You don't have space for the Sibian? That's the problem? What? It's a storage space situation?
No, I just was thinking. Has this nothing to do with a stranger buying
you a Sibian?
Obviously, I said no. But the point being is that where would I put it? Can you imagine the family comes home for dinner?
Just fucking put it out there.
Your Sibians?
I don't give a shit. Who cares if there's a Sibian sitting there?
Oh, I'm sure that's a very fun thing to see your mother have when you walk into her apartment on a Sunday night dinner. We have every Sunday night dinner. You think that everybody wants to see a Sibian sitting in my living room?
No chance. No. Disgusting.
Anyway, if someone offered to buy you one, would you accept?
Absolutely.
What are you doing with one?
I actually don't know, but it could be a fun party trick or something.
Of course, you're thinking it's good for clowning.
I mean, I feel like if I were to ever host a sex party, maybe I don't understand how they actually use that at sex party. They must have I guess maybe you put a condom on there and then you take it off or something to protect it every time so you can have multiple people use it and wash it afterwards.
All right. Not fun topic right now.
You're disgusted by it?
I'm disgusted. I was just thinking of something about clowning.
What?
That I told somebody that you were going off to clown college in June.
A reminder to all of you sneaky freaks who are regular listeners, we are taking a hiatus in July and August because I'm off to clown school in France.
As one does. So yep. I told this friend of mine who she's into astrology and things and, you know, what's it called? Like a tarot card reading.
Yeah.
And you know what she said?
What?
I said, you know, my son is going off to clown school.
What do you mean, you know my son is going off to clown school?
I told her. And
okay.
You know what she said? What is he, a Pisces? Why is he so weird?
What's the judgment?
She has a Pisces son too, but apparently Pisces do weird things. And she was right, because you are a Pisces.
Well, yeah, but what the fuck? And you said, yeah, you're right?
I said he likes clowning. What can I tell you?
At this wedding, this guy comes up to me, and I don't know why we started talking about astrology. Before he even knew I was a Pisces, I think he said, you know, though there is one sign of the zodiac that I heard that that everyone should avoid, and that's a Pisces male. I said, what the fuck is that?
Why are you getting shit on for being a Pisces?
Shit on. And he's like, oh, yeah, I heard that it's been, when it comes to dating especially, they're extremely picky and they have such high standards.
Well, that is true, too.
Okay, I don't need that to be said at a wedding. What?
Who is this that knows a lot about Pisces?
Some dude you would never expect to know a lot about Pisces.
I'm telling you, sneaky freaks out there, if you want a word of advice, learn about the basic zodiac signs because it's going to help you have conversation with the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever you want to have some sort of sex with.
Yeah.
I say learn the zodiac signs.
Our friend of the show, Nadej, just wrote a book called Sextrology. You can check it out wherever you
want. Ooh, cool.
I think you could probably find it on Amazon. I don't know. Nadej, Nadege. And the book is Sextrology.
We just had a nice book reading of Multiamory, yeah.
Tools for Modern Romance, I think it's
right.
called.
Right, I can't wait to dive into that book.
Yeah, another great book from the Pleasure Podcast Network. Check it out, Multiamory. Is it time for?
The best time of the day?
The time of the show where you fucking want to stick something in your asshole, feel something. The time of the show where you want to pull over to the side of the road and take a big shit on the sidewalk, you know, the sidewall. What is he called it? The side, what is that side foot thing? Anyway. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers. This is the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds
boring.
Or
titillating.
You know, you're giving me a lot of benefit of the doubt these days.
Yeah.
You used to always do boring, snooze worthy.
But sometimes it's titillating.
Or?
Makes you want to take a shit.
Okay, it's Cam's uppers. This is what I've been thinking about recently.
What have you been thinking about?
You know, I noticed, especially when I travel, I get very sleep deprived. And when I get sleep deprived, I get very anxious.
And unpleasant.
Okay. The fuck?
Everyone who gets sleep deprived becomes unpleasant.
So when I saw my mind going in this direction.
What were you anxious about?
Literally anything. You just had a feeling of anxious.
Were you worried that you're going to shard a glass up your ass?
No, I was not thinking about that. But it is like that type of thing where I'm like checking the stove five times before I leave.
That's OCD.
That's the type of manifestation. Yeah. When I get tired, it starts manifesting like that, like a nut. And then I started thinking to myself, I forget where I saw this, somewhere on Instagram or something, but there was someone who's saying, what if it all just works out?
I love that.
What if it all just works out? And now every time I start, at least over the past 5 days, when I really have not been sleeping, like a fucking 5-day bender, I kept saying to myself, what if it all works out? Every time I caught myself having an anxious thought.
And it did all work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's going to work out. You've got to prepare yourself for the 1 out of 10 that doesn't work out.
Yeah. I went on that date. I was like, what if it doesn't work? I started imagining all these bad situations. I said, what if it all works out? What if it all works out better than you even imagined? That's what it was. What if it works out better than you imagined?
I love that.
It's even better than what if it all works out.
Philanthropic? Philosopher friend of yours?
I have no clue where the fuck I saw this thing, actually. But I think it was another podcaster. But what if it works out better than you imagined? I keep thinking about this, and it works. It's like the anti-anxiety pill.
I love it.
Yeah, I highly recommend if you experience... You know, thoughts of worst case scenario. Why don't you just ask yourself, what if it works out better than you could even imagine?
I love that.
All right.
I've
asked it 4 million times on the show, so you get the gist.
Oh, you've already, that's a repeat Cam's uppers?
No. Just now. I just said it.
Oh, just now.
Okay. We've reached the end of the show. I want to thank everyone who has left us a rating and review. Some of you guys actually listened to our plea to rate us and review us on Spotify. We really appreciate that.
You can rate or review anywhere. You don't have to be Spotify.
If you haven't already, though, it really helps us out on Spotify.
Okay, rate us on Spotify. Then how do they do it?
Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom. I think you have to listen to like 10 seconds of an episode, and then you can rate it 5 stars, and that helps us.
Wow, you guys help us.
You can even leave us, I guess now you can leave responses on Spotify, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And you can say what you thought of the episode.
I would love to hear, especially the ones that have excrement involved.
That's right. If you're not on Spotify, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/mom, and it will tell you exactly how and where you can leave us a rating and review.
And you can also find us on social media, especially TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
I want to thank a huge thank you to our Patreon family. Thank you so, so much.
It's we me love you blowing guys. Kisses.
Thank you for keeping our lights on. Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you
both
for coming.
Financially and emotionally.
Emotionally?
Yeah, because their support really means a lot. It keeps us making the show.
We do it for you guys. There's no other reason we do this besides that, right?
That's right. And we love to see you. I'm excited for our next Sneaky Freak Hang on Zoom. And with that, Mother, do you want to say, let me tell you?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and crapping on the highways.
Crapping on the highways.
Crapping on the highways. You guys, we love you.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.